This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. So glad to be back. Thank you guys so much. I was here yesterday. Anyway, I kind of have something to tell you guys. Don't worry, it's not going to change the show. It's not going to change anything. But I've been asked to run for Congress in my congressional district, and I said no. I'm not going to run. And it was, an honor that, people would want me to, you know, run for Congress. I mean, you know me, like, really? Okay, you know, I think I would be, not very good at it, to be honest. And so I was kind of shocked, you know, but maybe it's because they think I'm loud. Maybe it's because people like the way, you know, I feel about things. But, you know, face it, I got, like, real bad periods. I really can't see myself sitting during one of these filibusters and not being able to go to the bathroom. I don't want to get toxic shock sitting there waiting for, you know, it to be my turn to speak. And so, although I do like the bladder catheter idea, because I got to pee a lot. I got to get up and pee a lot. So, I think what depressed me is, you know, when I started to kind of look at, you know, what I would do in politics, and, you know, I think about it a lot because I get asked a lot, you know, why aren't you running? We need somebody like you. You know, you're different, you're this, you're that. Well, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's different. You see all these guys and ladies, you know, so being different doesn't really make you a good congressperson. I decided, though, just in case I change my mind in the future, you know, like, let's say, you know, I later leave radio, which I never want to do. I am going to need another job, right? So what are the filing requirements, okay? I think you have to live in the state that you're running for. So that's fine. I live in Nevada, all right, so I would run in Nevada. They also say no person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years. Okay, so, you know, I've been saying I'm like in my 20s. I'm not going to be able to lie about my age. I'm going to have to be very upfront. People are going to have to know my age. I'm actually going to have to write my actual age down, which I really don't want to do. You have to be a citizen of the U.S. So I'm a citizen. I was born here. That's fine. And who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of the state in which he shall be chosen. Well, that doesn't make sense. Don't you have to be inhabited? Okay. I mean, I inhabit my state. Federal law requires that all candidates to file a statement of candidacy within 15 days of receiving contributions or making expenditures that exceed $5,000. So if any of you guys gave me $5,000, I would have to, like, fill out paperwork. I hate paperwork. Keep the $5,000, honestly. I really hate paperwork. The statement of candidacy is only federally mandated ballot access requirement for congressional candidates. I don't even know what that means, which means I wouldn't even be able to understand the language for me to apply. They say all other ballot access procedures are mandated at the state level. Why would I want to access the ballot? Okay. I see. So I could get on the ballot. Okay. Look, if I get on the ballot, the thing's going to flip over. I mean, you guys have seen my butt. Don't make me stand on a ballot. The candidacy statement authorizes a principal campaign committee to raise and spend funds. Whoa, 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 whoa. So I would have a committee that would spend, oh, no, 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 no. First of all, I'd buy everything at Walmart because I really like to save money. There's no way I would have somebody on my committee doing the spending. Oh, hell no. I'm the one that oversees spending in my house. There is no way I'll have somebody spend. Within 10 days of filing the candidacy statement, the committee must file a statement of organization with the FEC. Okay, there is no way. You guys have seen the Dr. Dahlia news team, right? The Dr. Dahlia news team is a bunch of doofuses that, you know, don't even give me my stories when I need to. These guys and gals would probably be on my committee, right? Because I don't really have any other friends or anybody who would want to work with me, right? And there's no way they would file all this stuff on time. Okay, so let me click the state. So I'm in Nevada. What does it say? All right, they say, first, make sure to control your period. Okay, that's kind of tough. All right, here we go. Okay, there's public policy in Nevada. So if I wanted to run for office, I think I missed the deadline. Oh, that's for the 2016 election. Whew. Okay, good. I'm not running for the 2016 election. I'm not even running, people. I'm not even running. Oh, I need to petition somebody. In some cases, candidates may need to obtain signatures via the petition process in order to gain ballot access. So I have to see if people will sign a form saying they want me on the ballot. I mean, I'm not worried about that, but I, like I said, I don't even want to be on the ballot. The section outlines the laws and regulations pertaining to petitions. You have to use a number 2 pencil. It has to be sharpened. And the eraser has to be intact in case you have to erase. I don't want this person supporting me. Copies of all petitions must be submitted to the Nevada Secretary of State for approval. Yeah, see, what the Nevada Secretary doesn't like it, you know. I mean, I'm sure they'd like me, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not, you know, the most favorite person around here. Once the petition has been approved, it can be signed by any registered voter in the appropriate district. Oh, so I got to find a registered voter. I could go to my mom. Mom, will you sign this so I could get on the ballot? Oh, I always told you you need to run for office. Oh, can I move into the White House with you? Oh, hell no. I gotta be honest, that's the main reason why I'm not running for office. Maybe deep down, I think I am gonna be successful. Maybe deep down, I think that I really would win, and I would take this all the way to the White House. How do I keep my mom out of the house? Now, I know there's Secret Service and all that, but they're scared. They'll be scared of her. That's tough. Yeah. Okay. All petitions must adhere to the following format. You got this? If longer than one page, the pages must be bound together and numbered sequentially. So I guess if you're running for office, if you give them a bunch of half-assed pages with all these names on it, they don't like it. It has to be enumerated. The name of the candidate and the office being sought must be displayed. So if I want to run for Sexy Doc of the Year, that has to be on there, okay? I would so lose. Even my husband wouldn't vote for me. The county the petition is being circulated and must be displayed, and only voters in the county may sign. Oh, thank God. I think my mom's in a different county. Good. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. So we're telling students and kids to not drink alcohol, but especially not to do beer bongs or, you know, to guzzle their alcohol. And I guess a study has come out saying that if you tell them to not bolt, which is, I guess, the new term, okay, where you gulp your alcohol, they do it more. Okay. Yeah, big shock. Look, this is science. This is what we're spending our money on. They say warning others about the dangers of downing drinks has no effect, they said, on the likelihood that they will do it, but telling them to not bolt the drinks on a night out does, makes people more inclined to drink more. So what does that mean? Well, if you have kids about to go to college like I do, tell them, oh, sip. Just tell them to sip their alcohol. Tell them to not drink. I honestly don't understand why we're kitten gloving our kids. Tell them that if they drink themselves to a stupor, they're going to die. What really scared my son was when I talked to him about how people will drown in their own vomit. You know, he didn't care about the passing out or somebody taking advantage of him sexually. What really, really got him was the, you could, like, drown in your own vomit? Yeah, because, you know, when you're passed out, your body tries to vomit the alcohol out. And as it vomits, you aspirate, and then it goes up the esophagus into the lungs, and your lungs could fill up with vomit. It's pretty scary stuff. Now, for this study author Professor Charles Abraham of the University of Exeter, Professor Charles from Exeter, that kind of sounds X-Men-ish, says this demonstrates how careful we need to be in selecting the right message and campaigns and evaluating them before wider dissemination, as poorly designed campaigns, however well-intentional, can backfire. Basically, what's happening is when you tell your kids not to do something, they are all the more attracted to it. And so, you know, it's stupid that, you know, they say youth is wasted on the young. It is. You know, they do stupid stuff. And, you know, if here we are, a little older, I shouldn't say we, because I guess some of you guys are younger than I am. Not by much, though. Here we are older. You know, if we had our knowledge now, you know, back when we were in our 20s, oh my gosh. You know, I mean, did I listen to my parents? No. My mom said, don't get drunk, you know, because, you know, all this bad stuff can happen to you. And I'm like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're old fashioned, okay? You know, no guy wants to kiss me sober. Trust me, there's no way I'm going to be attractive enough drunk. Well, actually, I was. I was a lot more attractive drunk than I was sober. So my mom was right about that. And, it's crazy. It's just a shame that we just don't, listen to our elders when it comes to this. And, you know, these teens drinking themselves silly. I think there was another college student that died of alcohol intoxication. Just drank himself to death. Not good. And, with our narcotics now, you know, with what we're seeing now with the, overdoses, narcotics now are all over the place on college campuses. And so people are getting them, they're drinking at the same time, and then unfortunately they're overdosing because alcohol can accentuate the narcotic. You know, I don't have any more news on Tiger Woods and how he's doing. From what I understand, after his last, treatment sessions, you know, he's been doing pretty good. But we talked about last week how, or earlier this week, mixing, you know, a narcotic with a, muscle relaxant or a benzodiazepine, a anti-anxiety medication and some sleeping medication. You know, these kids are on these same medications. So these kids are doing the exact same thing that some of these people that unfortunately are getting in trouble for DUIs are doing. So we really need to be, approach our message. Rather than saying, guys, don't drink, I don't know what the answer is, but I like scaring my kids and showing them pictures from my medical school textbooks, and that seems to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. They say high doses of vitamin C could help to fight blood cancer and stop it from spreading. Remember years ago, we were talking about how they were testing vitamin C, like monster doses of it, for leukemia? Well, apparently we have a little bit more data. So vitamin C, as you know, is in oranges and green peppers and kale. And scientists believe that it encourages blood cancer stem cells to die. These faulty stem cells in the bone marrow often multiply. And these are the ones that fuel the growth of these real bad tumors. And leukemia is a cancer of the blood cell. And where is blood formed? In the bone. So, they say vitamin C makes these cells die. Now, they say it's almost impossible to get the required amount through fruit. So high quantities would have to be given through an IV. By injecting patients with it, people with cancer could get up to 500 times the amount that they would through eating fruit and vegetables. Again, you can't just eat a whole bunch of oranges because of the sugar level. And so, you know, they've been working on this for a while, so I don't know how close they are. So right now, this Perlmutter Cancer Center trial discovered vitamin C activated the TE2 function in mice that were engineered to be deficient in the enzyme. And they say some forms of leukemia often involve genetic changes in this enzyme, which kind of stops the bad stem cells from dying naturally. So lead author had found that this vitamin C dose may work and could become a safe treatment for these other blood diseases. So if you guys want to look it up, it's in the journal Cell. So basically, the studies of mice, they turned off this mechanism that caused the abnormal stem cell behavior. And then when the changes were reversed, and then the changes reversed when it was restored. And vitamin C, also called ascorbic acid, did the same thing, restoring the function. So, there was another study that looked at vitamin C in cancer, and they were able to kind of, you know, the powerhouse of cells, like the mitochondria, all right? You know, the vitamin C, there's so many things that vitamin C does in the body. You know, it helps with healing. It helps with your immune system. And so I'm though a little cautious. I don't want to get overly excited about this because, you know, I was taught years ago, and I have to look up what happened. But there was something that had to do with high vitamin C interrupting. This is where all these chemistry classes come into play. And I apologize for trying to think this through. Now I'm trying to remember what I learned 20 years ago. But there was something about high vitamin C interrupting some process. And it was bad. And I remember going, okay, so I got to be really, really careful about overeating citrus fruit. And I forget what that was. It was something we learned in class. And I need to at least look it up just in case the science has been refuted on that. So, again, I don't know if you know, this is going to be risk-free. But it does seem cool nonetheless. All right, and this is also cool. There's a tiny robot, they say, that will travel to your stomach to drive away infection. Let me get a better study on this. This is really, really cool. Little baby tiny robot day! Little tiny robot! They say, reported New Scientist, these little micromotors, tiny autonomous vehicles, have been used in trials with mice to deliver drugs to clear up bacterial infections in the stomach. The research was conducted at UCSD by nano engineer. I don't know if anybody would like to be called a nano engineer. You know, these engineers, they like to think that they're kind of, you know, robust, manly. I don't know if any of these guys really want to be called nano. Well, anyway, so nano engineer Professor Joseph Wang, together with Professor Ling Feng Zhang from the Department of Nano Engineering at the Moores Cancer Center, utilize these little tiny robots consisting of magnesium core, which will react with the gastric acid once swallowed. Then, within 20 minutes, they release a stream of hydrogen, because it kind of takes a while to get down there. They release a stream of hydrogen bubbles, which propel the little micromotor forward to where it needs to go to deliver the drugs effectively. This is what James Cameron would love to have in one of his movies. Published in the journal Nature Communications, the engineers say that once the hydrogen is produced, the level of acidity in the stomach diminishes, and at this point, the antibiotics are released. So these robots know where to go. They know how to release the drugs. They have a way to move. And the infection they're trying to combat is Helicobacter pylori. Helicobacter pylori is a bacteria that's responsible for ulcers and can also cause cancer. And so, you know, there are medications that we use, like PrevPax, that have clarithromycin and amoxicillin and medicine for the stomach we'll give. And so, you know, I think it's nice that they have robots, but can you tell me why we're using the robots when we can just swallow the medication? Because it's cool. All right. If it's cool, I get it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle, losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Darren writes, Doc, I'm 54 years old and recently divorced. I met someone online that I think is kosher. I'll tell you what that means. But I haven't been on a date in years. I know not to bring up sex, but I want her to like me, and I'm overweight. So talks about he's scared and goes on. By the way, kosher, meaning, I think she's kosher. I think she's kosher, meaning, you know, somebody that's not going to, you know, commit fraud and that kind of thing. Okay? Yeah, it's very hard to, I don't think people are technically kosher in the Bible. I don't know. It's usually about animals and fish and mixing certain foods, you know, like a vegetable. A vegetable is considered kosher. People, I don't know. But again, he's not going to eat her, so it's fine. All right, so you met somebody online. And again, I don't want you guys freaked out about meeting people online. Not everybody online is a predator. you know, many relationships, very, very successful relationships. I've had so many friends and family members who are, you know, with people that they met online, and they're, I mean, they've been together now for years. So, you know, I wouldn't panic about that. But let's concentrate on a first date in your 50s, okay? I don't know what I would do. If Corey ever left me, if my husband ever left me, I really don't know what I would do in terms of dating, because, you know, when I would go out with guys, there was something, when I was growing up, okay, at UNLV, we had something called the Sports Pub. And it was across the street from UNLV. I went to University of Nevada, Las Vegas, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's this street called Maryland Parkway, and across there, it looked like an office center, but there was, I think it was downstairs, was the bar, and it was called Sports Pub, and so you would always go there. And there was also another place called the Shark Tank, and the ladies night was like Tuesday nights or something like that, and so that was a big place and a good place for, you know, me to meet guys and stuff. And so if, you know, we were having a first date, we'd be like, all right, let's meet at Sports Pub, or let's meet at Carlos Murphy's. We also had a Carlos Murphy's and a Moose McGillicuddy's. So, you know, we have these places. You know, in college, it's so much easier. There's these, you know, college hangouts, and it's just so much easier to date. But when you're older, all right, you want to pick a place where you look good, but you also want to pick a place that kind of sets the stage. So, I would suggest this, okay? If you aren't very confident about your looks and you're really worried and you're freaking out, etc., then don't make it a date, okay? Why does it have to be a date, okay? I would, as a woman, if I was being taken out for the first time, I mean, notwithstanding, if we're talking Michael Fassbender, just, you know, take me to a hotel. Okay, anyway. But, if, you know, I would probably be like, no, I really don't want the candlelight dinner. I don't want any of that stuff. I would be very panicked if I went to a restaurant that was one of these, you know, fancier restaurants that feed you really slow. And so you have to be there for 2 hours and you don't have an out. So, if you, I guess the, what I'm trying to say here, Darren, is if you think there's potential with this, you guys have already made it to the level where you could date, but you're a little nervous about the first date, then, and you want to make sure she has time to get to know you, then don't, you know, pick a place that's date-ish, all right? Pick a place that's a little bit more fun, you know, where you guys can, let's say, watch the game, and, you know, like, let's say she's into football. All right, well, you know, why don't we go to a place where we can watch a game, have some beers? That, I think, for me, would be an awesome first date. Because then I don't have to have all that pressure of, you know, okay, tell me about you. Tell me about, you know, some of the best relationships are where you start to grow. You know, both your paths start to meet. And you start to blend little by little. You start to work on a project together, or, you know, you're in class together, or you have a mutual friend, or you end up going to the same concert, and then you zipper into each other. Not literally, figuratively. You see what I mean? And so maybe that's the problem with a lot of these first dates. It's, there's so much pressure. It's this face-to-face. It has to be all about the relationship, and maybe that's not what you need. Maybe what you guys need to do is not be facing each other, but be facing something else and having that the focal point, and then you guys zipper in. Does that make sense? So picking a gate, like let's say she's into hockey or football, or I mean basketball season's over, but you know that kind of thing. Okay, you could do that. Or if there's a show, it's really hard to do it with a movie, because with a movie, the movie captures all the attention. But if there's something cool, like if there's a fair going on, or if there's like the Renaissance Festival, or, you know, something like that, that would be a great first date. You know, well, let's meet, because you guys are kind of acting like friends then. There's not all this pressure. Nobody has to worry about having sex at the end of the date, right? Because you guys, you know, you hung out. You went to a market, a show, a fair, whatever. And then you guys could talk, right? You could walk around, you could, and it's, you know, and they could also see you interact with other people. For women, this is especially important, okay? You know, my husband could say whatever he wants to me on the date and talk to me and tell me what I want to hear. But then when I see him around other people, that's when I really get to know what he's like. And so if that's one of your better qualities, you know, hey, Joe, how's it going? Hey, man, you're looking good. Or, you know, you're at a carnival and you win stuff or whatever. That really works, you know, in terms of us seeing that you, you know, you're likable. You're liked by others. You don't yell and scream. You don't have road rage. You know, that's what we want to see. And because remember, you guys are older. And so if she's older too, I mean, I'm assuming she's not 21, but if she's older also, she's probably been around the block and she's probably been in some rougher relationships and she knows what she wants. The hard part that you guys have dating again, which would be a hard problem for me if I ever have to date again, is I know what I don't want. You see, I was a lot less selective when I was younger. You know, I just wanted to get married. That's all I cared about. So I didn't care if you, you know, I don't know, had a overbearing mother or, you know, if you snored loud in your sleep. I was like, oh, no, whatever will be, will be. Well, you know, once you've been married to somebody for 30 years who kept you up all night snoring, you're like, no, I'm not going to do that again. You know, or somebody who just doesn't believe in deodorant because they want to go all natural. You're going to be like, no, no, that's not for me. So you start to almost have a Seinfeld and Elaine approach to relationships, and you get very, very picky. Then what happens is you start to get desperate, and you go, you know what, I'll take whatever I can get. And it doesn't have to be that way. So what I suggest you do, Darren, is, you know, try to find a companion. Try to find a friend. Don't try to find a girlfriend right now. Just try to find a friend. And then if you guys later want to be, you know, start becoming intimate, then you guys can zipper up or, in your case, unzip. Okay? So I hope that, that helps. It's tough, man. I don't know how you guys do it. I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, I'd love to hear how these, you know, how these online romances are coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Poetry, one of you about a year or two ago sent me a poem. I didn't read it on air because you told me not to. You sent me a poem on what you, you know, wrote your girlfriend, but she wasn't like a real girlfriend. You guys had only gone out a couple times, and you wanted to show her that you were really good with poetry. And I read this poem, and I got to tell you, the poem was excellent for somebody who was madly in love and, you know, ready to spend the rest of their lives with somebody. It was horrible for somebody you've only been out with a couple times because it could come across as creepy. And so I told that person to write a poem, hold that other poem, right, for at least another couple weeks, okay? But write a poem, if you're so good at poetry, that's funny. Go, look, I do poetry, and write a funny poem. I did that same thing with Corey. He saw my funny poems, and then I finally wrote him the lovey-dovey poem. And he was like, wow-wee. It was really lovey-dovey. I forgot what I wrote, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
I've been taking One World Way for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's give you some of the latest in news. At least two people have been killed and six others hospitalized in a stabbing attack in the Finnish city of Turku today. Apparently three people are now undergoing surgery, according to YLE. Police earlier shot and arrested a subject after the stabbing in the southwestern city and said they were searching for other possible perpetrators. The suspect was shot in the leg after the attack, and police warned people to move away from the city center. The attack had prompted a boost to police patrols across the country. Security has now been tightened at the Helsinki Vantaa airport and train stations. Apparently, Turku is about 85 miles west of the capital of Helsinki. And Finland's National Police Commissioner Seppo Kolmainen said it was too soon to tell if the attack was terror-related, although we're hearing reports that it might have been. Finnish media published photographs of the attack site and showed, you see a body there lying in the street. Somebody was bleeding on the cobblestone, and it's kind of a open area. You know, it blows my mind, these knife attacks. You know, now we have more and more Americans saying, yeah, I was there in New York when there was that, a car running into the crowd, and I was there, and I was there. You know, you have all these reports of people being, now witness to these things. So you look at these pictures of these, areas or these squares or these malls or these, sidewalks. And it's just like any place you would be walking on any other day. And then, unfortunately, somebody decides to start wielding a knife or decides to take his car and ram people. And unfortunately, then there's mayhem. The attack occurred at two marketplaces close to each other at the city center. Police said on Twitter they were also patrolling a shopping mall. So they witnessed a man with a huge white knife running and stabbing people in his path. Kent Svensson, 44 years old from Sweden, said it was really horrible. We were sitting on a terrace just next to the square, and this woman just screamed like hell, and this guy was standing in front of her with a huge knife just stabbing people. There was blood everywhere. Man, this is why I want to carry. I see somebody like that, I want him, stopped. Now Spain. All right, we're being told that the attacks in Spain could have been much bigger. 14 people died, and from what we understand, they were planning something bigger than what they did. They say perpetrators of the terror attacks in Barcelona and Cambrils originally planned to use explosive devices to cause greater devastation, according to CNN, but were apparently thwarted because their materials had detonated prematurely in a house nearby. So a house in Alcanar, south of Barcelona, was destroyed in a blast Wednesday night. This was hours before one attacker decided to mow down dozens of people in the heart of Barcelona, and he killed 13. A group of five attackers then drove into pedestrians in the town of Cambrils, killing one in the early hours of this morning. So Catalan Police Chief José Luis Trapero told reporters that explosives were found on this one property and that police are working on the hypothesis that these attacks were being prepared in that house. So the explosion meant, according to CNN, that the attackers were unable to use the material they were planning to deploy in the attacks in Barcelona and Cambrils and perhaps elsewhere. So it would have been worse if they didn't already start detonating them accidentally. So they say authorities knew nothing of an advanced plot to mount a spectacular terror attack until this explosion happened at the perpetrator's base. So, could this have been stopped, obviously? So four people have been arrested, one of them in Alcanar, one in Ripoll. Three were Moroccan citizens, another was Spanish, and they ranged from 21 years old to 34. They say none was on the radar for terrorism. People from at least 34 countries are among injured in the attack. I think we have one American citizen who died. Spain's prime minister labeled the Barcelona attack jihad terrorism. And they say here that ISIS did take credit for the attack. But they say this attack did go wrong. They say the first sign of the terror cell's activities, which the significance was not immediately understood, came a couple days ago when a house was almost completely destroyed by this explosion. So one person, a Spanish national, died in the blast. Another was seriously injured. The second man had been detained and taken to a police station. Six other people were also injured in the explosion. One of the suspects, a resident connection with the attack, also was detained. And I guess they were trying to make explosives out of butane gas. And so, you wonder, well, if this happened and they had the guys, how did they not? So what they think is that the surviving members scrambled to mount an alternative plan, which was unbeknownst to the people who were arrested. So the next day at about 5 p.m., that's when they just took a rental van, drove it at high speed, deep into these crowds at the Plaza de Catalunya. People were flying everywhere, they said. People were running into the shops. At least 13 people were killed, 120 injured, 17 of them critically. The driver fled on foot, and then there was a shootout of the attackers. All five were shot dead, four of them by one officer. Good for this guy. So a woman has died of her injuries. Catalan Emergency Services said right now the death toll is up to 14. And, you know, this is something we've been talking about for a while. When you have crazy people out there that really want people dead, they are, they're going to use whatever means possible. If they can't shoot, if they can't make a bomb, they are going to, they'll just rent a van and start, you know, running people down. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be a van, you know, because, you know, some people are like, okay, well, that's what we do. We call all rental car agencies and say, if somebody wants to rent a van and you don't see them have a lot of luggage, right, or a lot of need for that van, don't give them the van. They'll use a Toyota. They could use a, you know, I don't know, a Prius. I don't know what they use in New York City. But I'm right now watching the video of people lying all over the street after this attack. It's so scary. And, you know, I don't know what, you can't rebuild cities to allow escape areas. I mean, there's people everywhere. You know, we were at the Vatican a couple months ago. And, you know, people were in a nice orderly line. And it was a beautiful sight. You know, it was like, I don't know, I don't want to say a mile of a line, but it was, you know, it was a huge, huge line. People wanted to get into the Vatican. The Vatican was gorgeous. The whole area there with people and, you know, fountains and just, you know, phenomenal. But I was looking around going, this is really, really scary because you have people in line. They could just very easily get mowed down. But they didn't allow, you can't in Vatican City drive near the Vatican. So they have it closed off, and there was a lot of security in the area, and it looked like they were preparing for somebody that if they wanted to jump, you know, from the street to start driving into Vatican City to start running, you know, people over, that they, it looked like they had barriers up, they had, you know, so we felt safe, you know, it was pretty protected, but unfortunately there's not a lot of these other, you know, places and malls, because, you know, they're not looking for, you know, these bad guys aren't looking for historic sites, you know, or tourist traps. Some of them are just looking for where the locals like to hang out. And I, you know, killing 14 people and, you know, injuring 122, you know, does that really help their cause? No, it doesn't. So at least they're dead. They deserve to be dead. But, you know, where do we go? How do we, you know, we could gun control till the day is, you know, long. We could gun control all day long. But you can't stop a van. You can't stop a car. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how many states fared in terms of health care. And now you have a lot of finger pointing now. People are really, really, really upset. I think they're blaming the wrong people when it comes to our health care system. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.